Now, our next guest, Justin, is actually one of our co-hosts today. Simon Abrahams, hello.
Hello, David.
Who is...
Like I've been sitting next to you all day.
Artistic director and CEO of Fringe Festival.
That's right.
Melbourne Fringe Festival.
That's right.
So apart from now being part of our show, you've got the big role of the Fringe Festival. Tell us, what is Melbourne Fringe Festival?
Yeah, so Melbourne Fringe has been going for 37 years.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And Melbourne Fringe is an open access festival, so that means it's a place for anyone who's got something to say about the world to register a show and put it in. So last year we had about 450 different shows across theatre, dance, music, live art, visual art, cabaret, circus, you name it, we had it in about 150 venues right across Melbourne.
Awesome. Awesome. And how long have you been involved with Fringe?
This is my fifth festival.
Right.
So I've been there a little while.
Yep.
Seen a bit of change, seen a few things, know where all the dead bodies are buried, and maybe a few more yet to come.
You're like, in an era where it's just so hard to get funding, and especially within the arts, how is the Fringe Festival doing on that front? You're keeping your head above water?
Yeah, we're keeping our head above water, but it is always a challenge, absolutely, is around. And, you know, there's decrease in government funding, decrease in sponsorship. You know, that's definitely the world we're living in. So the question for us is always about, you know, how we can raise philanthropy. But of course, you know, we just want to sell lots of tickets. We want to get lots of people drinking in the bar. And that's part of how we make sure that, you know, we've got a product that people can come and see as well.
And it's also important, Simon, because in a lot of cases, it's people's first venture into performing, or these days, you know, like some big names are actually even performing in the Fringe Festival, which is great. But it's a trial base for even them in a lot of cases, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I think one of the things that I love so much about Melbourne Fringe is it's a place to take risks. Yep. And that means you get new performers, you know, who've just graduated or they're, you know, brand new on the same platform as artists at the absolute top of their game. You know, anyone can be part of something extraordinary.
Yep.
And that's the thing about Melbourne Fringe that I absolutely adore.
Yeah. Now, it's an important time of the year. What's going on right now?
It is a very important time of the year because it is our registration. So what that means is that anyone who wants to put something in Melbourne Fringe, now is the time to do it. So you can have an idea that is maybe a show you want to put on or an exhibition you want to produce or a podcast you want to record, anything you want to create, you can log on to our website or give our staff a call at Melbourne Fringe and we can talk you through every step of the way about how to produce and get that work in the festival and happening come September.
Okay, so you hold the person's hand along that journey. You just don't go, okay, there's your slot, there's your, you know, like now give us all this stuff and you help.
Yeah, we help every step of the way. So
brilliant.
Often someone will call up and say, you know, I've got this fantastic idea, you know, where, you know, I've got a giant duck suit. What should I do with it? And we will, you know, talk them through the idea of, you know, perhaps working with a dramaturg or a director, creating a show around the duck suit, finding a venue, creating a publicity image and everything else that, you know, you might need to do along the way.
So you're talking to
duck
the...
Suit.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
I just
ran
with it.
Good, yep, sounds good. Yep. Well, hey, ducks. Oh no, it's chickens this weekend, isn't it? But it's important. So it's for the artist. It's for the venues. It's for anyone, isn't it?
Yeah, you can be a venue. You know, you might run a pub. You know, or run a restaurant and have an empty room on top of your restaurant. You know, people can register a venue with us and one of our jobs as well because we're talking to artists every day is to help find them a home.
Yep.
So you know, you can register as a venue or as an artist. And one of the very exciting things for us, after 20 years of having our festival hub in North Melbourne, we've moved our festival hub this year to Trades Hall.
Ah.
So we're moving to the inner city to a fantastic spot there. So, you know, we're in a period of lots of change, and we're super excited about that as well.
Yeah, and which is good, you know, like to move as well, isn't it? You know, like instead of staying always in the one spot.
Yeah, and there's just something about Trades Hall, and I think that, you know, it's obviously been a venue for the Comedy Festival a lot, but it's also a site that's so kind of steeped in history.
Mm.
The ghosts that could speak in that building.
Yeah.
And so we're moving in there permanently on a year-round basis. We'll be opening and running the bar in there.
Okay.
And then running the Fringe Festival out of there once a year in September.
Now, is it just within the city of Melbourne?
No, you can the festival can happen in any venue anywhere. So,
right.
You know, last year I think we had shows as far away as Frankston, Brunswick, Hawthorne, Richmond, right out west in, you know, Footscray. So you name it, you can put a venue anywhere you like.
Okay, so how do I find out more?
You can find out everything you need to know at melbournefringe.com.au. From there, you follow the links through to the registration information, and you can read, there's info packs, there's videos you can watch, or you can give our office a call and chat to any of our staff.
And when is the actual festival on for just the general public that are, you know, like anticipating
going
to shows?
So the festival itself is from the 12th to the 29th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's 18 fantastic days, chock full of art, and registrations are open now and close on the 31st of May. So there's a little bit of time, another month or so.
But don't leave it to the last minute.
Don't leave it to the last minute, yep. For people to get their ideas in.
Okay. Well, you can take that hat off and jump back into the Sunday Arts Magazine.
You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.